Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle A.
Want an adventure? One thing I like about Stanford students, they always say they want to make an impact. They want the adventure of making a difference. And I pray you never lose that enthusiasm. But I warn you, the rut of the mundane and the routine easily anesthetizes us. The book of Proverbs was right. Without a vision, the people perish. Now, I speak as one of the dinosaurs. We were going to change the world in the early 60s. We had to, because life was too scary otherwise. Few examples. For 12 endless days during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we really dreaded we were facing a nuclear war. For 14 years, the civil rights movement tried to awaken us to the abuse, discrimination, and degradation of the Negro. Black lives didn't matter. How many of you have you heard the word democide? Anyone? Democide. I had two at the last Mass. The murder of people by their own governments. That includes genocide and mass murder. The 20th century saw governments kill 262 million of their own, six times that of the century's wars. Yeah, we had a dream. We wanted to change, but our impact was only as great as our commitment. And sadly, we didn't build character. It's one thing to advocate a cause. It's another to make the value of that cause part of our lives and personality. We wanted peace, but too few embraced peacemaking as their way of living. My class, my immediate generation failed you. Too many of my friends tuned out, drugged out, and dropped out. And bitterness morphed into lethargy and self-absorption. We forgot our dream. Jesus came precisely to tell us God's dream for something new. The kingdom of God was near. He told us to repent. Well, not really. Metanoiate, change your way of thinking, be converted, change your way of thinking. You know, sometimes we think it's all about not messing up. Jesus wanted more. He wanted you to come alive with his way of thinking and living. Jesus' kingdom was not some distant future on some heavenly shore. It's the tiny mustard seed growing within you now, if you allow. It is a slimy yeast leavening you now, if you allow. The kingdom of God is near and now, but it never, never arrives unless you commit to living Jesus now. For the next 5 Sundays, we're going to be hearing the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus challenges every one of our societies, every one of our American values. He outlines an inner journey that he wants to make into an adventure in living. And the journey begins with self-awareness. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Don't let 2,000 years of cultural difference obscure the meaning. The phrase kingdom of heaven is not about life after death. Matthew uses the phrase kingdom of heaven instead of kingdom of God because he was a reverent Jew who wanted to avoid saying God. Jesus announced it's coming near now, not as a completed reality, but as God's transforming presence in you now, if you allow. You know, the word tokos means beggar. The word poor. The poor man, the poor in spirit, knows his poverty of spirit and begs God a share of God's own life. He breaks open his heart so that God can fill it. The kingdom of heaven begins now because he won't wait to fill you. He wants to fill you now, as he will fill these children now with his very self. And everything they feel, Jesus will feel in them. But there is a second starting point for the journey. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This is not mourning some personal pain, illness, loss, or my lumbago. It is that open heart that feels others' plight and pain as our own. The first two Beatitudes. Bless those who know their neediness for God and their connectedness with each other. Now, if you think about it, the Beatitudes describe Jesus himself, the one who emptied himself to walk with us in our poverty. He lived radical dependence on the Father. He invites you to do the same. That's a scary thought. Jesus is the one who mourns our plight and pain, inviting us to respond to the plight of others, be it the refugee, a frightened immigrant, or a bereft neighbor down the street. God in Christ makes himself your nearest relative. Can't you be each other's neighbor? Jesus is the meek one who refuses to break the bruised reed or quench the smoldering wick. So he tells us not to judge. Jesus is the one who hungers for righteousness, or better translated, justice. Jesus hungers for that time when God will be all in all. In a world that wants punitive justice, God offered us in Jesus restorative justice. To lift up, not to push down. And the instrument of restorative justice is always, always mercy. Jesus is merciful. He forgives us everything, except if we decide to be unmerciful ourselves. And we make that compact in every Our Father. Jesus is pure in heart. His actions and thoughts are truly one. Let him heal that divide, that internal division, and make you whole. And Jesus is the peacemaker who builds bridges, not walls. He asks us to repay evil with good. Finally, Jesus is the persecuted one, nailed to a cross who nonetheless rejoices and is glad to pour his life into our death. You know, too many prefer their politics to Jesus. Will you live the gospel for others? Will you be gospel, good news for others? God in Jesus made himself our nearest relative. Can we do no less for others? So in this moment when we baptize these children, that's what's happening. God is making himself their nearest relative. He makes them sons and daughters, not just title, reality of the Father. He makes their destiny the Trinity itself. Heaven is small potatoes when you share in God's own divinity. Our task, your task, is to be an invitation to these children, to help them say yes to that kind of transforming love. And maybe in that process of teaching them, we'll teach ourselves.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.